Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quranicle. I'm your host, Quran. It's that time of year again that we all love. It is time to make those New Year's resolutions. So this episode, I will talk a little bit about setting goals and how to make sure that we are setting goals that are realistic and attainable for us. And then I'll end with talking a little bit about some of the goals that I have for this year. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsor. So in a previous season, I did an episode on New Year's resolutions. And so in that episode, I did talk about how I don't like making New Year's resolutions, but I like looking at making different resolutions, different goals every month or every couple of months. But I didn't really talk much about goal setting. And so here I want to focus a little bit more on that, because setting goals is such an important aspect of how we function and what we do. So as I said, I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions, because a lot of times these are just like blanket statements that we're making. And when I think about New Year's resolutions, I like to think about these things as goals instead. And so it gives me a better sense of like, all right, these are things that I definitely want to work on, as opposed to this whole blanket statement of, all right, yeah, these are things that I want to work on, but I'm only making them because it's the beginning of the year. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about some stats around making New Year's resolutions, but I couldn't find a lot of credible sources that I really felt comfortable with throwing out there. There were some things out there that I was like, okay, that sounds feasible, but I wasn't able to corroborate it, or however you say that word, with what they were talking about. So I don't want to throw that stuff out there. But if you are interested, there is some stuff out there around how often people keep resolutions, when they may quit them, things like that. So you can definitely find that out there on the internet. But again, I want to spend some time talking a little bit about setting goals. And as previously discussed, I think about New Year's resolutions as setting goals maybe every month, every couple of months. And this helps me to understand how I would like to make this change, but also providing me ways in which I can make sure that I'm paying attention to how I have accomplish these goals, or what progress I've made towards these goals. And depending on what the goal is, I will check in maybe once a month, maybe once every 3 months, doing a quarterly thing, just to give myself a chance to see like what's happening, what's going on, what's the progress that I'm making. And I'll talk a little bit more about that sort of thing and breaking that down a little bit more later on in the episode. But I really like to make sure that I am seeing some level of progress, because if I don't see the progress, I'm just gonna want to not complete the goal anymore, because it's like, what's the use? There's nothing that I'm seeing. So that's one reason why I do it in this context as well. And also when I talk to clients about this all the time, and we talk through making how to set goals and what that looks like for them in terms of when they want to check in with themselves. And sometimes people do a weekly check-in depending on what the goal is. Sometimes they do it monthly. I usually don't suggest longer than maybe 6 months. Just because, again, you're not seeing that progress that you may want to see. And so by looking at these things on a consistent basis, it gives me a chance to see what might be working and also what isn't working for me, so I can switch those things up a little bit. When I talk about goals with my clients, the biggest thing that I talk about is that setting goals and accomplishing goals are it's like a marathon. And so when I say that, what I mean is that there's a starting line, there's a finish line, which is so the starting line is where we start, where we're at right now, what we're seeing, what we're doing, what's motivating us to start this goal. And then we look at the finish line, which is when we know that we have accomplished this goal. So that end goal, we know that we've accomplished it because we've gotten to this particular point. And then there's those in between lines. There's the checkpoints. And so these checkpoints help us to check in with ourselves, and they're also the smaller goals that are helping us to accomplish that end goal, that overall overarching goal. And so what we want to think about with these checkpoints is that by breaking that overarching goal down, we're making it less overwhelming, and we can see what progress we've been making towards that particular goal. And so I see this a lot when setting goals with people, and when I'm checking in with clients about that. Many times my clients are so focused on that individual, not the individual, the overarching overall finish line goal, and they're only focused on what that finish line is. And so they haven't been able to see what they have done in between. And so this usually leads to them not wanting to move forward in the goal, or stopping, or just giving up on themselves in general. So when I talk to them about this, it is I stress the importance of how good it is for us to break down these goals into these larger goals into these checkpoints. And we are get because we're giving ourselves a better way of seeing that progress. And then on top of that, we may be able to move forward a little bit easier with that goal. And so when I think about setting different goals with people, an example of how we would break this down. So say we would look at, I want to lose weight. Cool. What is that? That's the overarching goal. Or it can be more specific, where I want to lose 15 pounds by April. So what we would do is the starting line is we would look at what's our starting weight, what's the motivation that I have to continue on or even initiate doing something with this goal, And then obviously the finish line is the losing that I think I said 15 pounds by April. And so what we would do is in between those things, think about, all right, well, what are the things that I need to do to make sure that I am able to reach that goal? The first thing may be building a gym routine. I'm gonna go to the gym at least three times a week for an hour. How and focusing on that goal for a little bit until you feel like you've accomplished that enough for you. The next goalpost may be or checkpoint may be I'm going to change my nutritional intake, seeing what that looks like. How what am I changing in that? Do I need to eat more fruits, eat more veggies, eat less sugar, drink less sodas, all of those sort of things. So thinking about what those are the little checkpoints that we would think about when it comes to that finish line, starting line, and any in between points. So I want to go into how do we set goals now. And as after giving that example, I want to talk a little bit more about what that actually looks like. So when we set goals, we want to think about the acronym SMART. SMRT. When thinking about this. So the S is for specific. We want to make sure that our goals are as specific as possible. We want to make sure that we are giving ourselves a chance to be open to what that goal is. We want to make sure that it's something that if it's specific, we know exactly how we want to accomplish it. Or we know exactly what that goal is, and there's no ambiguity. That's another reason why people will drop out of their goals is because there's some level of ambiguity and they don't know where to start. Because the goal may just be, I just want to lose weight. Okay. Or I want to he eat healthy, or anything like that, that may come up. So we want to make sure it is as specific as possible. The M stands for measurable. So we want to know how we're going to measure the progress. How do we know that there is some level of progress being made? How do we know that that we're creeping closer to that end goal? And so some examples of something being measurable, we'll stick with the losing weight example. I can track my pounds. I can track my food. I can track the things that I'm doing at the gym, how often I'm going, all of those sort of things can be how I'm measuring some level of success, or pr I should say progress, on with the particular goal that we're working on. The A stands for attainable. We want to make sure that the goal is something that we can do. Something that we actually can do. I've seen so many times where people are not reaching their goals because it was something that they just couldn't actually attain for one reason or another, or just that it wasn't reasonable for them to attain it. And so they just gave up because it was something that they just could not. They couldn't do within the amount of things that they or within the resources that they had. And not saying that we can't make these big grand goals, but we want to make sure that we are making goals that can be attained with what we have, or things that we are going to try to provide for, either provide for ourselves or get from other people. And so this also leads me to the R, which is stands for either relevant or realistic. So we want to make sure that the goal is something that is within our reach. It's realistic and it's relevant to what your purpose is. So when we think about making this goal, what is it that I'm doing to what is it that I want to do? What is the purpose of me doing this particular thing? Why do I want to do this? What motivates me to do this? And tying that purpose back to is this goal within my reach? Is this goal realistic? Is this something that I can actually do? And it may be a fantasy. What I will say though too is like, again, you can make these big goals that you would like to do, but making sure that you're also thinking to yourself like, how far along do I want to put this? Is it realistic for me to do it right now? It may be realistic to do, but is it realistic for me to do it right now? And then the last one is the T, and this is for timely or time bound. So you want to have a clear timeline of when you want to start this goal, and what the target date is for you to reach that goal. And when we make a goal that is smart, we may be more likely to keep it and see the progress that has been made. So when we have all of these aspects, the specific, the measurable, attainable, realistic, or relevant, and the timely or time-bound aspects, we're able to keep that a little bit more because then, again, we can see some level of progress as we continue to move on. And one last thing that I want to throw out there, and I want you to think about, is that this timetable can be very arbitrary. So life happens, and so we may not achieve our goals by our target date. And that's okay. We have to think to ourselves, I will achieve this thing. It just may take me a little bit longer. So that also comes into the that plays into that relevance piece and realistic piece because things are going to happen. Life's going to happen. And so we want to give ourselves some grace and permission to continue to work on those goals, even if it goes past that time period that we put on it, or that target date that we put on it, because it's not always gonna pan out. And typically, when I talk about setting goals, or when I set goals for myself, I usually give myself about 2 extra weeks past whatever date I originally thought I wanted to do it, just to give myself a little bit of wiggle room, because you get sick. Again, life happens. You can't always predict what's going to happen. And so if you give yourself a little bit more time and that grace, you can talk about what you're working on, or think about what you're working on. All right, so now I want to switch gears. I'll tell you a little bit about some of the goals that I have going into 2023. And so the first goal that I have is to build my business a little more. I want to be able to grow my practice by offering a couple more things. So as of right now, I do offer like talk therapy and like EMDR and CBT and all of the traditional methods of some of the traditional methods of therapy. But I do have a lot of trainings and educational things that I'm doing in the next year to help me increase some of these things. So I am taking something around like talking a little bit about the different parts of the self that we have, and like being able to heal some of those parts, being able to bring those childlike parts forward to allow for a better integration of the different parts of the self. So I'm doing that in the next couple of months. So I'm super excited about that because I think it's definitely something that people will be able to benefit from, at least some of the people that I'm working with right now. I wanna potentially add something like life coaching. I know therapy is similar to coaching in some ways, but there's so many ways that it's not similar. I work with a lot of people that are going through like life changes, life transitions, and things like that, and so I want to be able to help in a way that they may not need like therapeutic or mental health things. They may just need some direction, talking to someone about direction. And so I think life coaching would provide some stuff there. I want to do a little bit more training and work around trauma, because we all have some level of trauma. And so I want to be able to provide more care, better care to individuals that may come in with trauma. I do have some background in trauma and working through trauma and things like that. But I want to make sure that I can provide even more of that to clients, especially clients that are having like severe like PTSD or chronic PTSD. I want to be able to do some stuff around that. Right now, I do mostly like acute trauma that people are experiencing right now, and working through that right now. And I also, although my practice is majority LGBTQ plus individuals, I do want to make sure that I'm staying up to date and working within the different things around the LGBTQ plus community. I have been learning even more as I continue to do this, like writing letters for like support letters for gender affirming surgeries, and just talking about gender identity, and being able to be the advocate, and empower the clients as well, to be able to do a lot more of what they may feel like they're not able to do, and that goes for everything that I'm trying to incorporate a little bit more of. Another goal that I have is I want to eat a lot better. So now that I it's not it, I should say it's not that I am eating terribly. I just want to make sure that I'm eating a little bit more nutritious. So I do need to add more fruits, more veggies, less meat. I still don't do a lot of sugar, which I'm very, very proud of myself. But I will indulge in some things every now and again. So I definitely want to think about and reel that in. part of that goal is thinking about how I want to focus on my self-care a little bit more. And so I practice self-care, but I don't practice it enough to provide myself with what I may actually need. I'm getting a lot better with it. I will definitely say that, but I think this year in 2023, I definitely want to give myself a better chance at thriving in those things. And so when I talk even more about self-care, I want to make sure that I'm being more mindful of my schedule, which is huge. That's the one area of self-care that I am not very good at. I have been so terrible with my schedule. So I want to do something and be mindful of how I'm setting my hours for work and giving myself time to enjoy life, enjoy my family, enjoy my time with my partner, with my friends. Enjoy my time by myself a little bit more. And so I wanna make sure that I'm paying attention to that even more in the next year. I also want to be a little more social. Since being in school and working, I just have not been doing a lot of things. So I want to be able to increase that a little bit, and also try to nurture the friendships and family relationships that I already have. I don't think I've completely neglected these relationships, but I want to make sure that I'm putting in effort and intention around being around them, and having those moments. So those are a few of the goals that I have. There are definitely more that I want to think about, but I think to start off with, these are the things that I'm going to begin working on. That is it for this episode. I thank you so very much for listening. And I want to throw the question out to you. What are some of your goals for 2023, or what are some goals that you have in general? I would love to hear those. I'm back next Friday with an interview, so stay tuned. I'm super excited about this interview. You can find the podcast at anchor.fm/chronicle or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also find me on social media. Instagram is Let's Talk 412. Facebook, Talk Solutions LLC 412. Twitter is Let's Talk LLC 412. And TikTok is Let's Talk Solutions LLC. All right, until next time.